Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Republican leaders are trying to clarify President Trump's remarks about white supremacists. Trump told reporters yesterday he's not familiar with the far-right group he refused to denounce during Tuesday's debate.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are. I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more as people see how bad this radical liberal Democrat movement is and how weak. The law enforcement's going to come back stronger and stronger.
Former FBI Director James Comey says the president's refusal to condemn white supremacists is dangerous. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, Comey compares it to spraying gasoline on a fire.
At a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Comey was asked how President Trump's statements about white supremacists affect the FBI's ability to address the threat from far-right extremists. Comey had this to say to lawmakers.
The FBI is fighting a fire of racist violence, and with words like that, the president is using a fire hose to spray gasoline on that fire.
Current administration officials have warned of the increasing threat from white supremacists and other racially motivated violent extremists. And yet, at the first presidential debate, President Trump refused to condemn such groups, instead telling them to, quote, stand back and stand by. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump has signed a temporary spending bill to fund most government agencies through December 11th, setting the stage for a lame duck session of Congress later this year. Democrats and Republicans are still wrangling over a new coronavirus relief package to help businesses and American workers. House Democrats are proposing a $2 trillion package they hope to vote on this week. Republican lawmakers are seeking a smaller plan. American Airlines says it will furlough 19,000 employees today, while United Airlines says that 13,000 of its workers are being furloughed. As NPR's John Stempin reports, the cuts follow the expiration of a COVID relief funding package for the airline industry.
The airline industry says it needs $25 billion to keep going. The money is held up until the latest COVID stimulus package passes. But Democrats and Republicans are far apart. The White House proposes total spending of $1.5 trillion, but the Democrats want more than $2 trillion. The money would fund more than just airlines, though. It would also go to hotels and schools, for example. Now, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters aboard Air Force One overnight the White House might consider increasing its offer, but not to levels demanded by Democrats. John Stempin, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading. The Tokyo Stock Exchange has halted trading for the day, citing a system malfunction. Most other Asian markets are closed today for holidays. This is NPR News. The Trump administration is proposing to allow 15,000 refugees to resettle in the United States during the 2021 fiscal year. The previous cap was 18,000. Refugee admissions were frozen in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has pledged to raise refugee admissions to 125,000 a year if he wins the election. Cartoonist Kino has died in Argentina at the age of 88. Kino created the character Mafalda and her friends. More from NPR's Mandalito Barco.
Kino is the pen name of cartoonist Joaquin Salvador Lavado Tejon. He was born in Mendoza, Argentina, and he moved to Buenos Aires at 18, drawing for newspapers and magazines. In 1964, he created a comic strip starring Mafalda, a middle-class six-year-old girl, smart, irreverent, anti-communist, worried about the state of the world. The crusader with bangs and a bow in her hair often raised her fist against injustice and soup. Mafalda has a cute little brother, Guille, who loves soup, and friends like the capitalist Monolito. After Argentina's military coup in 1976, Kino fled to Europe. His award-winning comics continue to be reprinted, and he's considered Argentina's greatest cartoonist. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has told a German magazine he blames Russian President Vladimir Putin for his suspected poisoning. Navalny is recovering in Berlin, where he was discharged from a hospital just last week. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.